Donald Trump, I did more for the black community in 3 years than Joe Biden in 47 years. By Robert Krajicek on August 27, 2020. President Donald Trump compared himself to former Vice President Joe Biden, stating during his Republican National Convention speech that he has done more for black Americans than Biden has done in 47 years in elected office. Trump said, "To bring prosperity to our forgotten inner cities, we worked hard to pass historic criminal justice reform, prison reform, opportunity zones, the long-term funding of historically black colleges and universities, and, before the China virus came in, produced the best unemployment numbers for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans ever recorded. I have done more for the African American community than any president since Abraham Lincoln, our first Republican president. I have done more in 3 years for the black community than Joe Biden has done in 47 years. And when I'm re-elected, the best is yet to come." Trump made several references to Biden's nearly five decades as a politician, with repeated references to the former vice president's support for trade policies, including the North American NAFTA, China's entry into the World Trade Organization, WTO. Trump remarked, "Biden's record is a shameful roll call of the most catastrophic betrayals and blunders in our lifetime. He has spent his entire career on the wrong side of history. Biden voted for the NAFTA disaster, the single worst trade deal ever enacted. He supported China's entry into the World Trade Organization, one of the greatest economic disasters of all time. After those Biden calamities, the United States lost 1 in 4 manufacturing jobs. The laid-off workers in Michigan, Ohio, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and many other states didn't want Joe Biden's hollow words of empathy, they wanted their jobs back." The president continued, "As vice president, he supported the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have been a death sentence for the U.S. auto industry. He backed the horrendous South Korea trade deal, which took many jobs from our country. He repeatedly supported mass amnesty for illegal immigrants." Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.